I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, September 17th. Seven men are facing charges that they kidnapped a man in Quincy and then tortured him until his wife and other acquaintances paid ransom. The FBI says the suspects, one of them connected to a Dorchester-based gang called NOB, kidnapped the victim at gunpoint in Quincy back in February, drove him to a garage in Saugus, and then beat, burned, and assaulted the victim while his wife and other contacts in his phone watched on video calls. The kidnappers collected $4,000 in cash, debit and credit cards, and an $18,000 Rolex watch as part of the ransom before releasing the victim. One of the suspects was arrested yesterday at his home on Beale Street in Quincy. Five of the suspects are identified as 37-year-old Anthony Lima from Quincy, 33-year-old Brian Cardoso of Dorchester, and other suspects from Revere, Roxbury, and Dorchester. The men have pleaded not guilty to kidnapping and other federal charges. They face up to life in prison if convicted. Two men are still at large. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that a proposal for an 8-story, 321-unit apartment complex in Wollaston Center is too large for that area. A developer is proposing to tear down the Enterprise Rental Car Agency on Old Colony Avenue and replace it with the new building with three levels of parking for 322 cars. The planning board will hold a public hearing on that proposal tonight at 6 p.m. at Old City Hall. Also on the agenda tonight, a continued public hearing about a plan for a new 7-story, 150-unit apartment complex at the former Good Health store on Hancock Street. A hearing about a plan for a 5-story, 100-unit apartment building at the former Sully's Bar on Chestnut Street. And a public hearing about a plan for a 4-unit complex at 80 Independence Avenue at what is now a vacant warehouse. The planning board meets tonight at 6 p.m. at Old City Hall. Now, the case of the proposed statues for the new Quincy Public Safety Complex will be back in court this Friday. A Norfolk Superior Court judge will hear arguments from the city and 15 residents who are suing to try and stop the statues of St. Michael and St. Florian from being installed at the entrance to the new station that's being built on C Street. The plaintiffs are represented by the ACLU and other civil rights groups, arguing that the statues violate the state constitutional separation of church and state. The city argues that the statues are longtime secular symbols of support for first responders. Unions for the police and fire departments will appear as friends of the city, but will not be allowed to be co-defendants in the case. The city wants the case thrown out. The plaintiffs are asking the judge to issue a temporary injunction to prevent the statues from being installed until the case is resolved. The Sagamore Bridge is getting a once-over as part of a regular inspection, along with the neighboring Bourne Bridge. The Sagamore is one of two roadways connecting Cape Cod with the rest of Massachusetts. Both are now 90 years old. The project to replace them is underway, but their completion is still a number of years away. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers manages the bridges. The state's working to replace and take control of the aging structures, which are deemed to be functionally obsolete. The state has secured $2.3 billion to rebuild the Sagamore Bridge. The funding for the Bourne Bridge under the Trump administration is still a big question mark. Both bridges are expected to cost about $4.5 billion. The new bridges will include two travel lanes in both directions, as well as pathways for pedestrians and bikes. 15 homes may need to be razed to replace the Sagamore Bridge. Eminent domain notices have gone out to more than a dozen property owners around the Sagamore Bridge. Construction is expected to start in the next 2 years. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are down, the Dow dropping 125 points, the NASDAQ lost 14, the S&P fell 8. Asian markets mixed as investors turn their focus to the Federal Reserve, which is widely expected to announce its first interest rate cut of the year. The dollar was higher, the euro was weaker, and oil at $64 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox lost to the A's at Fenway 2-1 last night. They play again tonight at 6:45. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: mostly cloudy and a high of 73. For tonight, patchy fog, a low 51. Tomorrow, morning clouds and then some afternoon sun with a high of 79. Friday, sunny at a high of 79. And sunny on Saturday, with highs Saturday only in the mid-60s. Out on the water, waves about a foot. An east wind at 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 8:31 a.m. Sunrise 6:26, sets at 6:49. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, September 17th.